Today is Tuesday, February 18th. What to know today about the Boy Scouts of America, why the iconic youth organization is filing for bankruptcy, and what happens next. Plus, a few updates about the new coronavirus disease. Jeff Bezos is giving away $10 billion, the new slide-out smartphone, and another video streaming service. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. One of the country's oldest and largest youth organizations, the Boy Scouts of America, just filed for bankruptcy. The Wall Street Journal says the Boy Scouts is hoping to deal with its financial pressure stemming from two things: declining membership and sex abuse lawsuits. The LA Times says the organization has faced a wave of new lawsuits because several states, including California and New York, recently expanded legal options for childhood victims to sue. In other words, more alleged victims have the option to file lawsuits, and they have. Now, filing for bankruptcy means any pending lawsuits will be put on hold. So, the AP says it could be one of the biggest, most complex bankruptcies ever seen. In an open letter, the Boy Scouts national chairman said youth safety measures are now the strongest and most effective policy in any youth organization, and he regrets they weren't always in place. So what does all of this mean for those kids still in the program now? The organization says the bankruptcy is not expected to impact local scouting activities. Programs should continue throughout the process and, quote, for many years to come. To be continued. More Americans are now sick with the new coronavirus disease known as COVID-19. But there's also some encouraging news that most cases are pretty mild. Let's start with what happened with the once quarantined Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. NBC News reports 14 more Americans who were on that quarantine ship have now tested positive for the virus. Yet everyone thought they were healthy until right before they got on the chartered flight back to the U.S. All the infected people were supposed to go to the hospital in Japan. So these additional 14 apparently weren't showing any symptoms, and the test results only came back at the last minute. They were still allowed to get on the flight home. The New York Times reports a makeshift isolation chamber was built in the back of the plane using tape and plastic, in the hopes the hundreds of other Americans trying to get back stay healthy. Either way, all the evacuees are now in the U.S. and under another two-week quarantine here in America. In China, where the outbreak started, the AP reports the death toll is still going up, now nearing 1,900. It's said to have at least a 2.3% fatality rate, meaning it is deadlier than the seasonal flu. That being said, the new data shows most cases, 80% of them, have been mild. So although the virus can be deadly, most people who get it end up being okay. Of course, people's health is the biggest concern here, but there is also an impact to companies who do business in China. Some major events, including the Beijing Auto Show, have now been canceled. Also, CNBC reports the new disease is slowing iPhone production since Chinese factories are shut down. So Apple just became the first major U.S. company to say it will not meet its financial goals this quarter because of the outbreak. But Apple says it's more concerned about the health of the factory workers, and the company will be doubling its promised donation to support public health efforts in China. Well, some better-than-expected news out of Jackson, Mississippi. The Pearl River there crested lower than officials thought. AccuWeather reports the river still reached major flood stage, but it did not rise as much as some had feared. Still, there were more than a dozen search and rescue missions, and about 1,000 homes were flooded. And Jackson is not in the clear just yet. More rain is in the forecast. At the same time, a major storm is hitting Europe. Forecasters have named the storm Dennis. CBS News reports Britain is now in its second week of some serious rain, wind, and flooding. The government is sending emergency funding to help the areas affected. And other parts of Europe, like Germany, are also dealing with the impact of this deadly storm. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos just made a $10 billion promise to help fight climate change. He's launching the Bezos Earth Fund, and he announced it on Instagram, saying his $10 billion will start it off. The fund will then issue grants to scientists, activists, and organizations to help preserve and protect the Earth. Still, some critics say Amazon's shipping business leads to major carbon emissions around the world. So Amazon has been announcing a variety of initiatives to try and address that. This latest fund will start giving out grants as soon as this summer. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our partner this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is such a useful app when you like to learn new things quickly and on the go. You've heard about all the successful people who are known for reading a ton of books. Well, Blinkist lets you do that, but even faster. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. I like to read business-related books on Blinkist because I can get what I need to know in about 15 minutes and then start actually implementing new strategies right away. But Blinkist Library has whatever you're looking for, from self-help to health to history. In fact, 12 million people are using Blinkist right now. So if you need a reminder that there's good in the world, factfulness is always a great go-to on Blinkist, or get to better understand the topics we mentioned here on the show, like brief answers to the big questions. Check it out and get a special offer right now. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days, and then save 25% off your new subscription when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off your new subscription. We have a winner of NASCAR's biggest race. CBS Sports reports Denny Hamlin won his third Daytona 500, and he's the first driver to win two in a row in 25 years. He won yesterday after the race was postponed today due to weather. Yet it was still a grueling day. There were a bunch of crashes during the last 20 laps, including one in the final lap where a car caught fire. The driver, Ryan Newman, was taken to the hospital. His injuries are said to be non-life-threatening, yet he's still in serious condition. Some new reports are showing some of the new foldable phones, like the Motorola Razr and Samsung Galaxy Z Flip, may have some durability issues. But at the same time, there's word of another type of expandable smartphone. Instead of being a foldable phone where you bend it in half, TCL is reportedly working on a slide-out display where you slide a second screen out from under the first, essentially going from a typical phone to a tablet. CNET was given some leaked pictures of the phone. The company apparently planned to show this off at Mobile World Congress in China earlier this month, but the largest smartphone conference was canceled because of concerns about the coronavirus, or COVID-19, and its outbreak. Still, there are a lot of unknowns about this new potential phone, including when it might become available. We'll get ready for yet another video streaming service option, this time from Redbox. You know Redbox? It's the company known for its DVD rental kiosks. TechCrunch says the new streaming service is called Redbox Free Live TV. It is free and ad-supported, but reports say it doesn't actually offer live TV, like live sports, despite its name. The streaming service has a list of ad-supported movies and TV shows organized into channels like TMZ, USA Today, and Food 52. Users can also find content by looking into the themed categories like comedy to help users figure out what to watch. Right now, Redbox Free Live TV is only available to a select number of people, but it is expected to be offered nationwide soon. If you happen to be listening early this morning, you may still get a chance to see a rare event known as a lunar occultation, which is basically when the Earth, Moon, and another planet all align. Mars will essentially disappear behind the Moon. AccuWeather says events like this are pretty rare and only happen a few times a decade. The exact time you could see Mars vanish depends on where you're watching from. It'll be tough to see it all on the East Coast since the timing will happen after sunrise, but if you're up super early in the central or western U.S., you might be able to catch it. This is the first lunar occultation of the red planet that's been visible from the U.S. since 2013. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you get value out of the Newsworthy each day or each week, I'd be so grateful if you share it with a friend or family member and let them know why you listen or post about it on social media. I love to see that you're listening, and I love to see that you're helping us grow. We have a small team here at the Newsworthy, and we depend on you to help us grow this community so we can keep giving you the news updates every morning. So thank you in advance. And a big thank you to the Newsworthy Insiders as well for supporting the show each month. It means so much. If you're not an insider yet, you can learn more and sign up at thenewsworthy.com/insider. And as always, you can find all the links and sources for today's news stories in your podcast app in the episode description or at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.